We've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service in this area code. You are a moron. Please make a note of it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm not going to dwell on this, and I'm not going to be like a chronic complainer or anything. But this shingles thing is a bite. And let me just tell you something. Get the shingles vaccine shot. At least four or five people over the last year or two told me they had gotten shingles. Oh man, you don't ever want to get this. And I don't get a flu shot. I don't get sick really. I don't even have a regular doctor. So I'm paying attention to it. I thought, well, you know, shingles, that's something somebody gets if they, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I'll never get that.
But you don't understand it. You don't understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, shingles. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah.
Because I thought it's like poison ivy or something. It's not. In fact, I have very little evidence of it on my skin. You know, a couple of red spots that are, but they're not, you know, oozing or blistered or anything. This is the most painful thing. I can't even describe how painful this is. And I'm not complaining. Yeah, I am. But more than that, here's the deal with you, the audience, and us on this show. We have sort of an arrangement. You teach us things, we teach you things. You call in here and you tell us things we didn't know, and it's not uncommon for us to go, wow, I didn't know that. Hey, thanks a lot. Give us a heads up where to find something, where to buy this. You looked up something and found out the answer we couldn't find. And it goes both ways. So what I'm doing is I'm telling you, as friends and our listeners, get that shot. Because if you get this, you're just going to, the first thing you're going to wonder is, what the heck is happening to me? Because it doesn't fit what I, in my mind, thought shingles would feel like. Here's what it does fit. If somebody said, I'm going to run over you. You're going to lie down the road. I'm going to run over you with a tractor trailer truck. And then after I run over, I'm going to get out of the truck and stomp you. And then I'm going to take a knife and jam it in your gut. That's what it feels like. It's unbelievable. And you say, well, why are you in there working? How are you even able to work? I'll tell you how I'm able to work. Because this is my life. And we love you people. And we'd have to be at death's door to not be with you from 3 to 6.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It goes for both of these guys, too.
Oh, sure.
Yep. I've seen them crawl in here at death's door. I've seen them crawling in here 103, 104.
I was at death's door. And
you've been in here with a kidney stone trying to pass.
I know.
It's called work ethic.
The one day I had to go to the emergency room. And Tim Weiland filled in.
But you know what?
But I was at the hospital.
Yeah, that is an exception.
Yeah. Because death's door actually opened a little bit.
Yeah. It's cracked open right now for me. But this, and it's worse at night. You know, it's bad now, but at night, it's unbelievable. I'm getting every night 15 minutes of sleep before this incredible pain. And here's the sound I make in the night. Ah! And, of course, now my wife doesn't care if I appreciate that because she can hear it even from her bedroom. You know, she can hear it. But you can't help it. It's sort of like there are certain noises you make that you can't help making. If you spilled boiling water and it landed on your foot, yeah, you know, yes. you'd make that noise and you couldn't help it. So every time you move at all, it's just, you know, you walk on something hot, like a hot, you're in the summer.
Pavement.
Yeah, in the summer, yeah. You got your bare feet and you're around the pool or wherever it is. That sound, you can't help it. So get the shot. I'm telling you.
Someone just called and said that to let you know that you cannot get the shingle shot unless you're 60 years old or older.
I didn't know that. Well, then I can't get it.
No,
I'm
you're
48 years old.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, I know. So, and I also can't get it till this is completely gone, or I'd go get it right now. Now, I talked to somebody this morning, and they said, you know, that shot's expensive. I don't care how expensive it is. I've heard numbers from $240 to $600. If it's $1,000, get it. If you get this, you'll say, boy, do I wish I'd paid $300 or whatever it is, $250 to get that shot. I don't care if you borrow it, rob a bank, or don't rob First Community Credit Union. All right, rob some other place. I'm kidding, of course, but I'm really not, because if that's the only way you could get it, I'd get it before I get shingles. And it sounds bad. You know, it sounds like it doesn't fit. They need another name for it. It shouldn't be called shingles. It should be called excruciating, stabbing, horrible pain disease. That's what it should be called. Not shingles. That sounds like you fell off the roof or something and you scraped yourself on that material coming down. So that's it. That's my advice. Get the shot. Now, I think if you didn't have chicken pox, if I got this right, if you did not have chicken pox as a kid, you're not at risk to get this. I don't know, though. I don't know if that means absolutely positively you can't get it or if you could still get it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. And now the phones are all lit up, and I didn't intend to make this the shingle show. We did the other day. And
Doug's a registered nurse, he said.
Well, let me talk to Doug. He'll know a lot. Registered nurses know sometimes more than doctors know. Hello, Doug.
Frank.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm marvelous, and you? AM and the PM.
I'm marvelous, except for this mess. And I don't look, the rest of you people, I don't want to turn this into the shingles show. I'm just telling people, get that shot.
Absolutely.
Thank you for backing
me
up.
And you are right. If you have not had chicken pox, you're not going to get it. It's a virus that lives in the nerves. And it, unless you've had the chicken pox, you're not going to get it.
Okay, really? Well, good. My wife's safe then because she never had chicken pox as a kid, so she didn't have to get the shot.
And shingles is not contagious, correct?
It is. You're not going to get shingles from shingles. If you haven't had the chicken pox and you haven't been vaccinated, you can get chicken pox.
So,
but you will not get shingles from it.
So somebody can't get shingles from me.
No, they will not get shingles.
Now, here's what another registered nurse told me the other day when I went into this urgent care thing, and this doctor told me. I said, can somebody get this for me? And she said, no. She said, the only way they could really do it is, okay, let's say there's a shot anyway because they had chickenpox as a kid. And she said, if this stuff blistered and, like, oozed and you rubbed it on them, maybe. But I don't
have... That's exactly right. That's when it becomes contagious.
But I don't have that. I don't have that. I think maybe we caught it before that.
I never had the chickenpox vaccination, so I had chickenpox when I was little.
Yeah.
If I'm caring for you as a patient, I really don't need to be, you know, covered by any means because there's nothing I'm going to get.
Okay, well, that's good because that scares people. You know, they think, oh, man, he's got shingles. Stay away from it.
But it is extremely painful, and My mother's had it, and I've had many, many patients that have had it. And post-herpetic neuropathy is very, very serious, and it's very difficult to control the pain.
Well, my wife, I think, thinks that I'm exaggerating or faking at home because...
Well, of course.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
But she doesn't... Well, I try to tell her...
Of course, when it hits men, it's a lot worse.
Why is that, I wonder?
No, I'm joking.
No, it is worse because we can... No, why it's worse? Because we complain more. We do. We complain more.
Well, we do.
But
we
I had somebody tell me this morning, tell me, because you're a nurse, tell me if this can be true. This person I talked to this morning said that her dad had it in his brain. Can you have shingles in your brain?
That I've never heard of.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine.
It sounds like that would be, I don't know, maybe roofing related.
That could be. Well, I will drop it and let it go, but I'm glad you backed me up.
Thanks, Frank. Good luck with that. Right. And once that's over with, go get your shot.
I will. I guarantee I will. Thank you, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Now, there you go. From a registered nurse, he said, absolutely, I'm right. Get the shot. Because I'm one of these people that think you're overinsured. You know, we buy too much insurance. I thought about that the other day, too. All the money that I've paid on homeowners insurance, if I hadn't paid it, I could almost pay to completely rebuild my house out of the money that I would have saved. But, of course, as soon as you do that,
something happens.
Yeah, 2 years into having the house, then a tornado blows it away or something. But I'm one of these people who thinks you can... You know, you overdo everything, over-vaccinate, over-insure. Well, in this case, now that I have this crap, get the shot. I don't want to keep talking about it because I don't want people to think, I'm not taking chemotherapy or radiation. I have cancer. There's a lot of people going through worse stuff, but it hurts like crazy, and you don't want it. So get that shot if that's what it takes to keep it away. If you have to borrow money from your brother-in-law or your sister, do it. To get the shot. And maybe it's covered by insurance. I don't know. I'll know when I get one, and I'll let you know. Welcome, as I said. Do we have any Burke segment information or any stuff? These people are holding.
Yeah, I'm going to take the calls.
I'm going to take these calls. But, folks, I really don't mean to keep talking about this. I'm just giving you my advice to, and once you see somebody in your family that has this, you'll go, whew, I'm sure glad I got that shot. That's all. I'm just telling you, get the shot. Let me talk to Pete. Hello, Pete. Pete, that's you.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, that
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Pete. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I don't mean to be a naysayer, but I was told my wife just got over it she's really not over it 100%, but she tells me it's really painful. It's like having a sunburn on the inside, the way she describes it.
That's a good way to put it.
And I was told by my doctor, and I have a granddaughter who just graduated SLU as a nurse practitioner.
Congratulations.
And there's no guarantee if you had it and you get through it and get the shot that you will not get it again.
But it lessens the chances, I would think.
It's 50-50 from what we were told.
I'll take it. I'll take the 50.
That's cool.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you have a great day.
You too, Pete. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I thought he was going to say that his wife told him, after she had it, that her doctor said she couldn't have sex for 3 years. Yeah. That's what a wife would do that. This is Holly. Hello, Holly.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I was just going to tell you that your grandson has probably not had his chickenpox vaccine because they cannot get that until they're a year old.
Right.
And my son got chickenpox from his grandmother who had the shingles.
Okay.
Because he had not had the vaccine.
Well, I talked to a doctor about this, and I said, I have a grandson who's 10 months old. And she stopped me. She said, I know what you're going to ask me. He cannot get this from you. A newborn baby can, she said, but at 10 months, you don't have to worry about it. And she's a doctor, and that's what she said.
Okay.
But newborns are different.
He was about 8 months old.
Okay.
And all she did was hold him.
Okay.
So.
Well, thanks for making me worry about that now.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go with a doctor just because it sounds better.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And then Dee Dee, and we're not talking about this anymore. Hello, Dee Dee.
You know, I'm an old nurse, too, and we had a resident one time that I got on the transfer from another division. She had an eye missing, and I couldn't find anything in her history. And I called the other fool, and they said she got shingles in her eye, and they had to take it out.
No, good grief. Thank you.
No, no, no. On their face, it's very dangerous. People need to know this. Get that shot to prevent this. I got a brother-in-law that's got the shingles now, and he's sicker than a dog.
Yeah, well, I don't know how sick a dog is, but if this is how sick dog, when they say sick as a dog, then this dog would be pretty sick. But, yeah, thanks for telling me. I'm going to have to have my eye taken out. That's
That's the reason people need to get this shot. They don't realize how dangerous these things are.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate it, Dee Dee.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Okay,
bye-bye. No more. I don't want to hear any more bad stuff. No, I'm serious. I don't want to hear anything else. I just want to get rid of this crap, and that's it. Did we decide we had any Burke segment? Anything?
Yeah, I was just going to give. Oh, go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. Peon spoke first. Here is Eon the Peon. What do you have?
I was just going to share thank you.
You're welcome.
Just going to share what happened with the Wonder World Trivia Night.
Oh, yeah.
I was also going to do that. Go ahead.
A big thanks to Mike and Chris from CMB Construction who paid to sit at our table. It was very nice.
Paid a lot.
Chris's wife was also, Mike's wife, Chris's wife was there. And her friend, so that was the four that sat at the table with us. And we performed our best, I think, out of all, I think it was our fourth year. It was our fourth year doing it.
Third or fourth.
Yeah, third or fourth.
And, 16th place out of 47 teams, I think. So.
Not bad.
Top third. We'll take it.
Not bad.
And
were there any FM radio people there?
No.
Yes.
Was there?
Well, no, there were some.
Sprinkled.
There were definitely some other radio people there. The King was there.
Carpe Diem?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. King was there. McGraw, of course.
Did you shun all the other radio people, including McGraw? Did you shun them?
Well, sure. Of course, yeah. We try not to interact with any
of them. Well, that's what radio people do.
Yeah,
shun
you don't.
We ate Johnny Londo's food.
Of course you did.
You ate Johnny Londo.
I'm sure he knew you would.
Yes. Yeah, McGraw, of course, was MC again. And it was great. Chris's wife, they do a heads and tails game. I don't know if you've ever been to a trivia night where they do that.
Oh, yeah, they flip a coin?
Where everybody puts a dollar. You know, everything's going to St. Jude's, but everybody puts a dollar in.
St. Jude.
St. Jude, that's right. And everybody puts a dollar in, and you stand up, and they flip a coin. And you, before the coin is flipped, you put your hands on your head or your tail. Right.
Meaning heads or tails.
Right. And they keep doing that, and they whittle down, whittle down, whittle down. And the winner, of course, and Chris's wife won.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that game.
And, of course, she donated all the money she won back to St. Jude, so that was good.
See, the problem with those things is it's very awkward.
Oh, you can't keep any money there.
No,
but you should be able to.
Well, yes, but you have to go in knowing that everything that's happening that night is for a charity, St. Jude.
Yeah, I know. And you look like a putz if you take it.
Well, nobody. Yeah, you can't. I mean, it would be the.
But if it weren't a charity, like I won a shotgun. I told you this.
Oh, sure.
At a Ducks Unlimited banquet, it wasn't charity. I kept it.
Yeah,
I was the guest.
If it's not a
they
charity.
Paid me to be there. I was like the guest sort of MC host, and there were 1,600. Tickets in the barrel and the thing, and I won out of and I felt weird, but I still took the gun home.
Right.
I didn't feel weird enough to not keep the gun.
Yeah,
but
you would
right.
have had a hard time keeping
you're
any,
right the charity is different. Yeah.
Especially the 50-50 drawing when you get when they come up and they go, all right, here's your portion, $600, or you go, oh.
But here's my question: why do it that way? Because it's really it's
awkward.
It's kind of, yeah, it's
an awkward feeling.
Well, but it's a useless game because you're not going to get the money. You're not going to keep.
Well, of course they're going to do the games so they can, you know, they're getting another, you know, $1,200
or
whatever.
But isn't it interesting that to get it, they have to pretend somebody's going to win it? It seems funny
right.
to me.
Yeah. So once again, they topped their money they raised, I think, this
110,000.
Yes.
That's better than
I think 93
the year before. Wow.
So they've topped themselves
beautiful.
Every year. So
it was unbelievable.
It was a fun night.
Did you have anything else?
I did not.
Dan, what did you
have? I had something from the trivia night. Melody came up. Did Melody met you also, Piano?
Right.
She came up and she told me the, it's a great story to make us feel good because she said when her husband was dying and then he ultimately died. But she said when she was at the hospital and at hospice and everything, and when she would leave, she would make sure and turn us on, and we got her through all of that stuff.
That's nice.
So I know. And she made sure she came up, and she said that we feel like family to her and everything like that. And that something like that makes you feel great. So, and I told her that. So
I don't think Camo X has ever made anybody feel better.
No,
no.
See, that's the stuff we hear.
No.
See, to them, to the old folks station, we're crazy and wild and all, you know, over the edge. Yet it makes people laugh. Nobody listens to that station and ever bursts out laughing, ever.
Yeah.
So I think I'd prefer to be part of something that makes people feel good.
Hey, and we had two categories that we blew through like crazy. One of them was Seinfeld. And the other one was right. Was music, right?
Music.
We did music.
Well, you're a musician.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We did really well this year.
Yeah.
So it was good to see. And you'll like to hear this. One of the Window World salesperson people came up, Jeff Smith, who's a huge fan of the show as well, and he said, "From what you do here for Window World, your commercials, when he shows up at a house and he sees beforehand where the people heard about the." He goes, guaranteed, it's almost already, his job is already done.
That
showing
close
up.
It.
Right. He goes, the amount of closure sales on people from this show.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Other advertisers who aren't advertising here, did you hear that? I hope you did. I hope you're listening.
So he was very thankful.
Now, before, anything else, Dan?
No.
Okay, before we break, I'm going to share something with you, too. Last week, I went on, and look, there are only going to be two. Maybe three, but two times a year when I come to you folks and say, we need some money for this or that. And this was Friends of Kids with Cancer. And they're having their golf tournament today, right now. So last week I went on and I said, okay, my wife and I will go to dinner with you if you'll bid enough money. And these guys know I sit here and I'm a nervous wreck because I hate failure and I'm worried that I'm not going to get the money that I want to get for these people. And I don't get any of it. It all goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer or whatever. In August, we're going to be hitting you up for money for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. But I want it to at least match last year, and I get really nervous about it. So I wanted, out of these dinners, thanks to Tom Sainert and Annie Guns, wow, I was just, I thought $4,000 or $5,000. Well, that would match last year, and that'd be great. Last year was five, but even four would be close enough. We got $14,000 last week, and I got the last thousand of it last night.
Really?
And I'll tell you guys who it was. It's a woman who travels with us many, has been on 10 trips with her sister. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And she called and said, I don't need to go to dinner with you and your wife, but I'd like to donate $2,000. And then last night she sends me a text that says, make it three.
Wow.
So she kicked in three. We have three people going to dinner with me and my wife. Those three people together, that was $8,000. So her $3,000 is $11,000. And then remember, one of the guys has other people that he works with in his industry that donated three. So it's $14,000. I'm ecstatic over this, so thank you. And before we break, I've said this before, and I try not to overdo it, but I cannot stress enough to advertisers, when other radio stations come to you and lay their bull crap on you about how they reach your audience and here are our ratings and blah, 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 there's really only one thing that matters when you are spending money to advertise. And it's hard money to spend because you really don't know if it's going to work or not. They talk a good game. But what's more important than anything else, than numbers or how big the station is response of the audience. If we didn't have but 100 listeners and every one of those 100 people went to every advertiser we talked about, we would outperform any other station you'd be advertising on. So you need to really pay attention, Mr. or Mrs. Advertiser or Business Owner. When we ask our audience to help kids with cancer or adults with cancer or whatever it is, look what happens here. Show me another station that in 3 days on the air could grab 14 grand like that, or do any of this stuff, or any other station that has such a loyal, passionate following that when Window World goes out to call on them, and it's a lead at that point. There's a lead, and then there's closing. And sometimes the leads aren't closed. There's a ratio that they're looking for. AM and the PM people actually come through and make the purchase. You can ask our advertiser. So I'm going to leave it at that. But you're wasting a lot of advertising money. And I understand why, because you had a sales job done on you by an ad agency or by some other radio station. And they're real good at that. I get that. They're really good at it. But we can actually make it happen. And we prove that all the time. So I leave you with that. And like I've said many times before, if you'd like to get your money's worth when you advertise, it's going to cost you. It's not cheap. Then, you know, get a hold of us. You can find me at frankopinion@yahoo.com. But you need to be willing to stay with it. Don't do this on 3 weeks. Ooh, I'm nervous. I'm out. We don't need that. We'd rather you just keep the money and waste it somewhere else. Unless you're going to let it work here and give it time to work. Okay, enough of that. Let me break, do some business. And thanks again for everybody that helped with the trivia night and the Friends of Kids with Cancer. Great joke today, too. You got to be here for the Playhouse. I thought of it over the weekend, and I think it's been a year or two since and it's one of, well, I say this all the time, one of my all-time favorites. But you got to understand, I only have like 100 favorite jokes, so, hey, pretty elite category. Mark and Jason, that's Mark Ridney, Jason Becker, are with Stiefel Nicholas. They've been with them for 27 years, and their job is to work for you if you decide to hire them, to give you financial advice. They work for a lot of people. They don't just work for Stiefel Nicholas. They work for all their clients. Some of their clients have the minimum, $25,000. Some of them have millions of dollars. Some of them don't even live here. They live across the country. I know for a fact that Mark Reardon has a client in California that, you know, two, three, four times a year, whatever, he goes out and makes sure that the client understands what's happening with the investment, the money. So they have people who come to them for advice from all over. Certainly most of their clients are from here around St. Louis. So here's the deal. If you have $25,000 or more, if you think that you are smart enough about money to handle that yourself, that's fine. Good luck. I hope you do well with that. But if you like to talk to somebody who does this every day, studies it, does it for a living, I would suggest that you have a meeting with them. It won't cost you anything. One meeting. Now, you may know a lot about it, then they can speak your language. You may know nothing. Look, I didn't know what a mutual fund was till I was in my 30s. I was embarrassed to say, what's a mutual fund? And finally, I stepped and said, I don't even know what this is we're talking about. Maybe you're in that category. Then they'll be able to talk to you as well. Here's where you find them to set up that meeting, markandjason.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident blocking the right lane. It's on southbound 270 midway between Big Bend and Marshall Road. It looks like traffic is backed up approaching Manchester. We had a report of a stall on eastbound 370 at 141 or the Earth City Expressway. Other than that, it looks like also we've got a report of a ladder in the roadway eastbound 44 at Highway 55, the center lane being blocked there. And this traffic report brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The best sale in the history of Granite Busters is ending soon. So you should take advantage of this incredible deal right now before it becomes history. For just $1,999.55, you'll get all of this. 45 square feet of Category A granite countertops, laser templated, custom fabricated, and installed with an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. A stainless steel undermount sink, a sink grate, and a plumbing hookup. All this for under $2,000. No one can beat this deal. But you better hurry, because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. 4444. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restricted supply. See store for details.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, you guys. Do you find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning, but Spectrum also does area rug cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts, they clean your mattresses, and they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house. So let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
I sit on the bank of the Hudson River, looking across at New York City. On sunny days, I shine. When it snows, I get very, very cold. I've never missed a day of work. I can honestly say that I carry the weight of the economy on my back. I am 1 mile of CSX railroad track. There are 21,000 more just like me. We're all here to keep things moving forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the true health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTR.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody.
Somebody's gonna come undone.
I'm gonna do a little business so we can get caught up. We're gonna get too far behind. We're gonna take your calls. 314-969 KTRS toll free. Ooh, I didn't say it. I almost said it, but I didn't say it. Because I said I was not going to say, you know what, free, and I stopped myself. I'm so proud.
You literally stop yourself in the track.
No, don't try to trick me to get into that word again. 888-550-KTRS. That's the secondary number. Go with this one first. 314-969-KTRS. We need to close out the Burke segment. We didn't officially close it out. Burke segment's officially closed. American Equity Mortgage, then we'll get back on track and be on time, has been on with us for almost 22 years, 52 weeks a year. We thank them for that. You're going to thank them for something else. You're going to thank them for, one, helping you get in the house you want to get in. I know a lot of people rent, and sometimes renting makes sense. If you're in transit, you're in the service, you don't know, you just took a job, you don't know if they're going to be transferring you, they haven't decided where to put you. I get that. You rent for a year or two. You're young, you don't have down payment for a house. I get that too. But then there are people who rent because they don't realize that even though the house payment might be a couple of $100 more than their rent is now, it's going to cost them considerably less to own a house because there's a giant tax deduction that they're not getting now when they're renting. American Equity can walk you through that. They've helped a lot of people become homeowners. Now, they've also helped a lot of people who are homeowners save money by getting out of the credit card debt that has gotten them in a place they'll never dig out, a hole they won't dig out of for 20 years. They'll show you how to do that. It's called debt consolidation. They're really good at it. Trade in bad debt for good debt. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or, and do not confuse this with another number or two out there that are very close. Make sure you get it exactly right. 314-878-9999. Can I take a couple of quick calls here? Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm A.M. in the P.M.
Well, of course you are.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Well, this might be a little self-serving, but when you were talking about the money that was raised for the charities,
right,
good amount of money in a very short period of time, and you were making the kind of speaking to potential sponsors of the show, you know, one besides that, and like I said, this might be self-serving because I don't want to see the show go off the air ever. I followed you from the AM side to the FM side back to the AM side.
No, I know that's, you know, we appreciate
better than 20 years, but you know, some of these advertisers have got probably don't realize or don't understand, or maybe we can beat it into their head, that, and I'll just use my case as an example. I have gone to American Equity when I owned a home. You know, had an ex-wife and lost the home because of the ex-wife. She just couldn't change her spending habits, so the deal with American Equity, it just didn't work because you pay off your credit cards, and if you don't change your habits, well, you're going to be right back in the same trouble, and I had an ex-wife that was very good at that. But
what?
You know, so yeah, go figure. But you know, I have used American Equity. I am a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I do my banking at First Community Credit Union. I had to have hail damage fixed on my vehicle. It went to Schaefer. I can go to any General Motors dealer in the city and get the same deal because of a family member. I get GM employee pricing. When I do trade in the truck that I'm currently driving, I will go to Londoff.
Unsolicited, unscripted, no teleprompter. You've said plenty, and I appreciate it. I don't want this to turn into a, we're not begging for business. I'm trying to educate these people who don't seem to get it in some cases, how this works.
Right. It's listener loyalty.
It is.
As soon as your listeners, including myself, patronize one of your sponsors, we realize that you're not blowing smoke up our butts. You're not reading some script that an advertiser has handed you to push whatever product it is that they're pushing. When you say this is the way it's going to be, that's the way it is. And we continue to go back to those people because, one, your track record is such that if you speak for a company, we know what we're getting before we go in. And two, when we go in, more times than not, the experience that we receive is better than what you say it is.
I'm going to stop you only because if you go any more, it sounds like I paid you to call or something. But thank you. I really appreciate that. And I know you've been listening a long time, and I appreciate that too, Rich. Thank you for the call.
There is no better radio show in the country. I turn off my satellite radio at 3 o'clock every day to listen to your show.
Better than satellite and free. All right, Rich, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure.
Appreciate it. I do appreciate it. A little embarrassing to some degree, but I appreciate it. Let me talk to John about whatever else he wants to talk about. What's up, John?
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see, I'm definitely AM and the PM.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, do you happen to see Saturday Night Live at all?
I recorded it, and I started to watch it, and my wife walked in the room, and she said that she had heard nothing but how horrible it was.
Oh, my God. The first part, it was all kissing. Everybody's kissing each other, men on men, women on women.
Oh.
It's going to have a hard time going through that.
Well, I'm going to go through it now for sure, just to see. But it's funny because I don't know where she read this, or she must have picked up some article or something over the weekend or Sunday's paper, whatever. And she said, "Oh man," she said, "a lot of people coming at that show was terrible."
I just happened to stumble upon it because that's not one of my ones that I watched. I just was, and there it was, and I couldn't get the concept, what the premise was, and I kept on watching it, and finally it came through. You know, all about the gay. Football player.
Were they doing it because of skits, because of the Michael Sam thing?
It was related to that. They were sitting down to watch the NFL draft. Yeah.
Now, Peon obviously watched it.
I did.
As SNL goes, was it a great show, medium, bad?
It was better than what's happened recently. I mean, there were three or four funny skits, whereas opposed in the last couple months, you'd have like one or two that you would laugh at. So
yeah. I'll check it out. I'll probably watch it.
One other thing I'd like to make a quick you told me you like Craig Ferguson, and you and I agree on maybe 99% of the thing or 95% of your views. But boy, when you say you like Craig Ferguson, like, you got to be kidding! Where Craig takes people out of the audience,
well, hold on,
around,
hold on,
taps them
on
the shoulder.
Hold on a minute. I've watched Craig Ferguson a total. If you put all the time and cumulatively, I've watched Craig Ferguson for maybe 2 hours total. I saw, I liked, but I haven't seen him in at least 3 years.
Okay. Anyway, you made a statement, you know, about me, and I thought, man, evidently you haven't seen this nightly show. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, but what I saw, I enjoyed. I thought it was funny, but again, it was 3 years ago, and I haven't seen more than 2 hours of him total, and I liked what I saw.
Okay. Anyway, but Saturday Night Live, if you can get through it, I don't know if you can.
I will. No, I'll skip through it like I always do, and I'll give it a look.
Okay, Frank.
All right, John. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Andy Samberg was the
right.
He was the host, right? And they've had a couple of hosts this year that I wondered, do many people know who that person is? I'm trying to think of one recently where it was a movie star, and I didn't even know who the guy
Spider-Man
was.
Spider-Man guy?
Yeah. I didn't know who the guy was because he's not really, except for Spider-Man, well known. I guess they assume that
he's
audience.
In the Social Network. That's about it, though.
Yeah, and that is about. I like it when they have
Garfield. I think is this.
Yeah, well, no wonder I don't know.
They did have some cameos, like Kristen Wiig was there. She showed up, right?
Well, I love it when people come out that they hadn't said. By the way, is Seth Meyers, isn't he on Late Night?
Yeah.
Have you heard any?
No.
I have not heard one person say anything about watching Seth Meyers.
I have, and Fred Armisen is the band leader.
Yeah. But I'm not kidding. Normally, there's.
You watch it?
No, I've watched bits and pieces of it.
Normally, there's some chatter, you know, about it.
It's just.
I'll make
this
quick and then we'll get moving. But I just saw where Conan just signed through 2018. He just signed a 4-year extension now with, was it TBS? He's mm-hmm. on, which surprised me because I also don't ever hear anybody talk about watching Conan. Do you? I don't hear it.
Different demos.
Well, it's also different when you have to go to cable to get a show than if it's on where everybody can get it for nothing if you have an antenna. Good feat. Thanks to the lady last week. Wow, what a great call that was. That called and said, I don't remember if it was her husband or if she had gone, and just out of nowhere this woman calls and says, wow, that's everything that we say it is. And I know that there are some people that go into Good Feet and they have sticker shock because these things aren't inexpensive, these inserts. But they're also not, the reason they're not priced the same as the Walgreens, CVS, I'm gelling and yelling, Dr. Whatever pads is because they're not that. They're not that, you know, eight sizes fit all. There are hundreds of different configurations of these inserts, these arch supports that Goodfeet has. The other people don't have that many because they don't have the research that's gone into their products that Goodfeet has. And chances are, if your problem is in your feet and weight distribution, and the answer is in just shifting that a little, they're going to have the insert that's going to do that. Now, if you're one of the people, and there are a few people that go in, and it's not the answer. Sometimes you just have to have surgery. Goodfeet's not the answer. But for thousands and thousands of people who've walked in there with headaches, neck aches, back aches, knee aches, foot, Goodfeet's been the answer. Goodfeet, three locations in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270, across from TGI Fridays. South County, Union Road across from Macy's. And Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet stores.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
They have cleared the accident southbound 270 between Big Bend and Marshall Road. But, boy, traffic is jammed pretty solid now right at Olive all the way down to Big Bend. If you're coming in on eastbound 40, we've got a slow pocket between 141 and Mason. Westbound 40 slows just a little bit west of Kings Highway through McCausland, from Clayton, Washington through Spady, and then those two right lanes from Spady up through Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you miss this on McGraw Live in the Morning?
Senator Danforth, he's one of the only ones that I can think of that didn't go to Washington and stay. And so he lives, works, and plays right here in St. Louis. You see him in the produce aisle. You see him at the ball game. You see him walking down the street.
Is that because you're stalking him? Is that where you see him?
Well, that's the... You see him at the coffee shop at 7:02 on Tuesdays?
McGraw, Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 90 arrests.